do this podcast.
All right, what's up?
Howdy.
So what are you doing, Gage?
I'm just texting bitches, dude, honestly.
All right, so which story you want to tell them?
I guess I'll tell them about the time that a girl tried to stick her finger in my ass when I was doing her. Basically, what was happening is I was doing her doggy, and she started doing this weird hunch maneuver. I was like, what the fuck's going on? Like, I didn't say anything, but I was, like, really questioning what she was doing. And she reached her hand back. I thought she was just going to, like, play with herself while I was ramming her. And her hand grazed past my balls. So I was like, okay, that's really weird. And then she like, kept bending herself. Like, I was like, how is this bitch not breaking any ribs? Then I felt the hand pass my gooch. And I was like, all right, something's really wrong here. I don't think she's quite found her, you know, her vagina yet. She's gone a little too far, so I helped her out. I, like, moved her hand, but she resisted. And she kept hunching over, and then I felt her finger touch my butthole. I was like, no, you probably shouldn't do that. So I was like, I said something out loud. I'm like, hey, bitch, you try that, and I'm gonna punch you in the back of the head. And then she just went back. I came inside her. She had my children, and I left. What about you, Frank? What are you doing?
So that was a great start.
Yeah.
So I'll tell a more PG kind of story, you know?
Oh, yeah. I got a PG story.
So we're sitting down there by the docks, and my buddy Cameron, he looks right at me. He says, bet I won't jump in this river right now. It's pitch black outside. Just pitch black. We're just both sitting out there fishing. And I say, bet. And he kind of looks at me.
Was that literally tonight?
No. This was a while ago. He literally looks at me and says, well, I wasn't expecting you to say that, but since you said bet, I got to do it.
You know, obviously, as you would.
Yeah. So he starts taking off his clothes. And you know, Cameron, just butt dick everywhere. Yeah, yeah, dick everywhere, balls everywhere.
He's like, let me show you my dick and balls.
So he starts flapping his balls. He's like, hey, Frank, listen to this. He just hears balls clapping against his fucking... Yeah, so so then I'm like, you won't jump in. He jumps right in. He then almost drowns.
he probably said, my dick was weighing me down.
He jumps in. Just he just doesn't come back up for a minute. Then comes back up, like, gasping for air. Like, I didn't expect it to be this deep. He's just yelling at me.
Jesus.
I'm looking at him. I'm like, I'm not going to get in this water. Like, if I watch my friend drown right now, and watch him drown, like, it's going to suck. So, yeah, he gets out of the water, regrets life for the rest of the night. Yeah.
That's, reminds me of when we went to the pool. When, the three of us went to the pool that one day on the, it was the 4th of July, right? So, the day before that, so the 3rd, it was just Cameron and I that went to the pool. And I was racing him across the pool, and I got to the other side, and I came up above the water. I had my eyes open and my contacts in. This was a really bad idea. So I came above the water, and I can't really see that well out of my left eye all of a sudden. And I was like, okay, so my contact probably just has, like, water underneath it, and I just need to go into the bathroom to get the water out, pop it back in, and I'll be fine. So I go to the bathroom, and for, like, 20 minutes, I'm trying to get the contact out of my eye. And I'm looking at it, my eye's all red, my hands are stinging my eyes because of all the chlorine on it. I try to pull the contact out, and it's not coming out, so I'm like, all right, fuck it, I'm just going to deal with it until I get home. I get home, and I'm like, okay, I'll just get the right contact out, and I get it out so easy. Like, why is the left one not coming out? I discovered as soon as I got the right one out that the left one wasn't even in the first place. So I was just messing around in my eye for like an hour trying to get a contact that wasn't in out. And then the day after that, when we went back to the pool on July 4th, it was my last time down this water slide. And I went down on my stomach because they said I could. So I was like, all right, fuck it, I'll just go down on my stomach. And I had to go feet first, and this was the mistake I made, because all the water at the end of the slide just starts rushing, and it shoots you off, and the glasses flew off my face when I got to the end of the slide, and then they sank to the bottom. So I came up, and I was like, where the hell are my glasses? And then the pool closed, so we were the only people in the pool looking for some dude's glasses, you know.
No, like, literally all the lifeguards, with me included, thought that my, like, these two were just fucking around in the pool, like, yeah, acting like they lost something.
They're like, what are they looking for?
They literally asked
Cameron goes, his glasses. And then 2 minutes later, what are they looking for? His glasses. They asked us five fucking times, dude. I'm not even exaggerating that.
And then you have Aquawoman just, like, she swims down and, like, majestically goes along the bottom with, like, eyes wide open, doesn't give a shit right about the chlorine.
She doesn't see looking, anything.
Yeah, she doesn't find anything.
Cameron spots it from outside the pool and dives in like a majestic swan.
Yeah, and then they all start yelling, hey, don't you dive. Cannot dive. And Cameron just ignores him like the badass he is.
Right.
Pulls out the glasses, says, I found these fuckers.
He did a full 360 backflip and then dove into the pool. It was so badass.
Yeah. Yep, and then we left.
Now I'm able to see.
Then we went to the... Oh, okay, okay.
We went to the fireworks.
All right, yeah. Yep. Okay.
This is all the same day.
Yeah. Okay, so then we go to the fireworks, okay? We're sitting there, we're walking around. There's this guy, no joke. Sitting there walking around. Shut the fuck up. This guy is no joke under 5 foot. Walks by.
Oh, my
walks
God.
By me, Cameron, and Gage. And this girl comes up to us, Cameron, this dude talked shit on you and said he was going to beat your ass. So Cameron walks up to this dude.
Cameron's like almost 6 foot, dude.
Yeah, and this dude's legit under 5 foot.
This guy's like a whole head shorter than Cameron is.
And Cameron walks
Cameron's
up
got
to
a
him.
Long ass neck, and even he didn't come up to his neck, dude. Like,
yeah,
that's
so,
how short this guy is.
So Cameron walks up to him, and they just talking, and I guess they like make like they come to an agreement because they're like cool, and they start laughing and stuff. And then all of a sudden, the guy's like, "I thought you were gonna be bigger.
I thought you were gonna be a lot bigger."
And Cameron looks at him and says, "You want to go into the parking lot right now?
I can just elbow you right now."
Yeah, and he just it was
like
pretty funny.
Perfect
okay.
Height for
so
it.
Then after that, we go to the fireworks, right?
Oh,
we're
my
sitting
God.
There watching the fireworks, and then we're like, "Hey, this would be a good idea. Let's watch a movie." So we go watch. We watch Spider-Man
after the snake.
And so about the snake. We're sitting there. Snake's not a big thing. It's just a fucking snake. But so we go and watch the movie. About like 10 minutes into the movie, this couple leaves. Okay, they're gone for no joke for 30 minutes.
Wait, hold on.
The couple right behind.
So there was four people sitting up there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
There was a girl, a kid, a dude who was really loud and annoying, and then another girl that was with him.
Yeah.
And one of the girls in the little, like the daughter or whoever, got up and left. Then like 15 minutes after that, the guy and the other girl left. And they left they left four drinks and a bag of popcorn. And then they didn't come back for about half an hour. I told Frank, I said, if they don't come back in 5 minutes, dude, I'm taking their popcorn.
And I look at him, I'm like, all right, you bet. Do it. And then so he's like, all right, I will.
5 minutes goes by, I check my phone, it's been 5 minutes, I go over.
He rushes over, grabs the popcorn, he gets back, we all start munching on it, we're just sitting there
eating
it.
There's six of us that destroying,
and
they're destroying this bag of popcorn.
And then one of the kids is like, I'm thirsty, go get the drink.
Yeah, so I reached over and I grabbed the first Pepsi cup that I saw, and there was no lid. And I was like, okay, that's a little strange, why would you not have a lid at it? You know, it's a cinema. So I give
over.
It to the kid, and he's smelling it, and he's like,
dude,
it smells like shit.
Yeah, he's like, this is spiked. So I like, what was it?
It was, I think it was Smirnoff.
Yeah, it was like Smirnoff.
Blue cherry or some shit.
And it was just spiked, and it was like.
It was super strong.
Yeah, but
it was like
good.
Half and half.
It was good, though.
It was,
and
like,
so
down,
I take,
like, more than
I
half
take a
that.
Little sip. The kid takes a little sip. Cameron takes a little sip, and then
disgusting.
And then Gage just fucking chugs this shit. He's just chugging. I'm like, Gage, I think they're going to come back, like, because they left all their drinks. Like, they left literally everything
yeah,
behind.
Yeah, Frank's telling me this as
I'm like,
drinking
no,
this
and I,
fucking...
Yeah, and I'm like, Gage, stop drinking it. Put it back. And then literally, as soon as he stops drinking, the fucking people start walking back in one by one.
Frank goes down to the row below us to sit with everyone else, and I just go down the stairs and leave the theater entirely.
Yeah, and then I follow him, and then like I turn, and I thought he said they're coming, so I literally
I don't
turn
even
around.
Remember what I said?
Yeah, no, like no, we both walked out. I didn't go to the. He was getting like kind of drunk by now. Like he downed like half the shit.
Okay? Yeah, pretty.
So
quick
we're
too.
Running out. And I'm in front of him, and he turns around. He, I swear to God, he says, they're following us. So I just turn. I don't care what happens to Gage at this point. I just book it. I book it outside. I'm outside in probably like 5 seconds. Like, no joke, 5 seconds from the movie theater.
So this is the fastest I've ever seen this kid run.
Yeah, this is like it's a big
it's a big place. It's good. It's a casino.
Yeah, it's a casino connected with the movies. So I run outside and I just meet this group of people, dude. There's the biggest potheads in the world. Like, they're sitting around in a circle in the grass. I sit right down next to them. I start talking. I'm like, hey, how's it going, guys? My heart's beating really fast. I keep turning. I text Gage.
He's all out of breath. He's like, hey.
I'm just sitting there. And then all of a sudden, my friend calls me. Hey, bro, they're gone. They're not here anymore. I walk in with my friend Cameron, and then Gage is there. And the people said, When they walked up there, the guy was so fucking drunk. He was like, I guess we took the popcorn with us. And he doesn't notice that half his drinker is gone. He doesn't notice anything. He's just sitting there chilling. And, like, it's pretty cool. Like,
they had a good time anyway. Yeah, we all stayed in the theater.
We had free popcorn. We had half a drink of fucking whatever the fuck he put in that shit. And then And then he talked about, like, his love for his daughters and stuff for the rest of the movie. It was very loud and obnoxious, but it was funny because we took his shit, so we didn't care. Yeah, it was a good night. And then this is where the real fun starts. So we leave the movie theater. We're walking outside. We're chilling. They're trying to get some stuff. They don't get the stuff. And then Cameron looks at us and he's like, guys,
I forgot something.
I forgot my key in my mom's purse. So we're sitting there at a...
She had to drive like 9 miles to bring us these keys, dude.
Do you think the Obby's only nine miles?
1 in the morning.
It's further from than 9 miles.
From where Cameron's staying to the Obby's like a good 9 miles. Ten miles.
And it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and he just sits there. We start throwing rocks at this metal sign. We fucking ding it a few times, and then they look at this giant U-Haul. He's like,
this trailer, mind you, has been here as long as I've lived in this town. And I didn't think it'd be any harm to throw rocks at it. Yeah. So we waited until this girl and the rest of her family was at the car. And this girl was, I guess, throwing something away, walking past the trailer. I chuck a rock, like a big-ass rock at this trailer, and it hits the corner
and bounces back. Over.
And Cameron throws a rock that, I guess, just completely
misses it, okay? These people turn and are like, what the fuck? They put their arms up, and what does Gage do? Gage thinks it's a great idea to put fucking arms up. They start busting their asses over. It's a drunk dude and his wife, okay? They're coming over.
Cameron leads the charge.
Literally goes up to him, puts his hand straight up in the air, and is like, bro, I don't want a problem. This dude looks down, grabs the biggest fucking rock he can find, and I thought he was about to mash my friend's face in, okay? Gage tries to help him, and then the wife. I was legit
scared for Cameron.
Yeah, like, I thought Cameron was about to die.
The bitch of a wife got in my face.
Yeah, the bitch of a wife just gets in his face. What the fuck's your problem?
Okay, she was like, you're trying to throw rocks at her daughter and shit, and I was like, no, I hit the trailer.
And I'm sitting there just chilling, watching this whole thing, eating my gummy bears, okay? I'm just sitting there not care. Like, I'm Frank's like, this isn't my shit. It. This isn't my shit to be worried about. He's, I ain't throwing any rocks.
Basting in it.
So, and then all of a sudden I hear this dude, well, you better get the fuck out of here. Cameron goes to shake his hand. He looks at him. He says, no. Fuck that.
Go back to your car.
Yeah, Cameron just walks back. I'm like, Cameron, why'd you go up to him like that? He said, I just didn't want him to hurt the car.
Yeah, I didn't want him to throw anything at the car. It's like, yeah, it makes sense, but...
We get picked up, and then go home.
He's driving today. You notice how he said that? He's driving today, and he's doing the swerve shit when... You weren't even in the car yet, but when we left that first time, and we came back, he was swerving so hard on the road. I'm like, Cameron, you're gonna break the axle. He's like, I don't give a fuck. It's not my car.
But that's pretty much the July 3rd / 4th story. Yep.
/ 5th.
Yeah, fifth a little
carried
bit.
On to the fifth.
Yep, and I hope you guys enjoyed that.
Pretty gay ass time. Gay ass?